Yes, it's been a terrible season for cross-country skiing. Yes, it's pretty much over. Except on the most skiable trails deep in the Adirondacks, where the snowpack is persistent and Sunday's snowfall came to the rescue. The 5-mile gentle trail to Great Camp Santinoni is definitely a possibility. At least that's what organizers of this weekend's winter weekend are hoping. We have an audio postcard from that trail on today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from the St. Lawrence County Community Development Program, now accepting applications for the Head Start program to prepare children ages 3 to 5 for school, online at slccdp.org/head-start.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, March 12th. First up, the top show on Netflix right now is about a former boarding school in Ogdensburg. It's called The Program, and it's about the alleged abuse of students at Ivy Ridge, a school that was operational from 2001 until 2009.
They were being treated like prisoners.
I had never done drugs in my entire life, but in order for me to graduate, I had to confess to using heroin, crack, cocaine, LSD.
They dehumanize the kids, that these kids are liars and manipulators. They use that to create compliance.
That's audio from the show's trailer. A lawmaker from the North Country is calling for the former school to be investigated. Republican Assemblyman Scott Gray wants the state's attorney general to look into the allegations of abuse. In a press release, Gray said the situation portrayed at Ivy Ridge is, quote, very serious and unfortunate. The attorney general had intervened in the school in 2005 after there was a riot at Ivy Ridge. The AG fined the school $250,000 and stopped issuing high school diplomas. Meanwhile, the 230-acre property in Ogdensburg, which housed Ivy Ridge, is now up for sale. It's on the market for $875,000. Public and private colleges in New York face even more challenges in the years ahead, including a coming enrollment cliff, growing costs of attendance, and rising student debt. That's according to a new report by State Controller Tom DiNapoli. It finds nearly 900,000 students were enrolled in higher education around the state in fall 2022. That's the lowest in 15 years and a decline of 73,000 full-time students since 2008. DiNapoli says that trend is driven by a 14% drop in enrollment at public institutions, especially community colleges. While DiNapoli says outcomes from earning a degree are more positive for New York college students than those in other states, costs for private four-year college in New York are 26% higher than the national average and 59% higher for a two-year community college. DiNapoli adds that per capita student loan debt in New York in the third quarter of 2023 was higher than the national average and higher than other large states like Texas and Florida. And Clarkson University's Nordic skiing team claimed national title over the weekend. The men's team narrowly beat Paul Smith College in the U.S. Collegiate Ski and Snowboard Association Championships in Lake Placid. The women's team finished 9th in a 14-team field. It's the school's first Nordic skiing national title since Clarkson's women in 2019 and the first for the men since 2012. For a few weekends each winter, including this weekend, you can ski into a great camp in the Adirondacks. At the end of the ski, you can warm up by the fire with some hot cocoa. Sounds awesome. Great Camp Santinoni in Newcomb hosts its winter weekends for a Saturday and Sunday in January, February, and March. And this weekend is the last winter weekend of the season. Reporter Emily Russell and our digital producer Caitlin Kelly skied into the camp during the February winter weekend and sent this audio postcard.
So it's a glorious winter day. I'm here with Caitlin Kelly, and we're skiing out to Great Camp Santinoni. So just like describe the day, like the conditions, what they're like.
Well, what started out as a pretty heavy snowstorm in Lake Placid turned to blue sky in Newcomb, and it's sunny, and there's a coating of fresh snow on the road, and it's the perfect ski conditions out here today.
It's a 5-mile ski into Santinoni. With every turn of the trail, we get new glimpses of the mountains through the trees. It's truly the perfect day for a ski.
So this trail kind of undulates, goes up and down a little bit, never too steep, which is really nice. We're up on a little bit of a hill.
Caitlin lived near here a few summers ago. She spent a lot of time hiking and biking this trail in the warmer months, but skiing here is a first for both of us.
Yeah, this view is so different than in the summertime because there are no leaves and you can really see down into the forest, and we see these beautiful mountains and a white spot kind of down this hill. So I decided to pull out my map, and lo and behold, we're looking at Newcomb Lake, which is where the Great Camp is on, the lake the Great Camp is on. And so that means we're getting pretty close and we're skiing down this hill, which is very fun.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
We let gravity pull us through the fresh powder, gliding down the hill and out onto a bridge over some open water.
So we're standing on a new bridge.
Yeah, we're standing on a new bridge. Let's go out a little more on here. You can see the rest of Newcomb Lake, what we were looking down upon on the road.
Wow.
Oh, there's an animal out there. Do you see it on the lake?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Maybe an otter? Or marten? Ermine? It looks dark though. Ermines are white this time of year. That was amazing. Little animal.
We ski just a little farther up the trail, winding around one more bend, and then we see it. Great Camp Santinoni.
It's so beautiful. And there's all these skis lined up along a fence and some signs towards some winter delights. And this great camp is so beautiful.
So beautiful.
And it's just this dark stained wood with this red trim on the windows. And it's 5 miles in to the wilderness and it's still standing here.
We unclip our skis and walk down a narrow path. Near the edge of the lake sits a much smaller, cozier cabin.
Wow.
There's about a dozen people inside. Most folks are sitting around the wood stove. A few of the camp's staff are boiling hot water for coffee and cocoa.
Do you want a hot beverage?
There are a couple binders floating around. They're full of photos from more than a century ago. Women in long dresses posing on the porch. People piling into guide boats along the shore.
The main camp up the hill was built in 1892-1893 by Robert and Anna Prine out of Albany.
That's Jennifer Bettsworth. She's the Santinoni Interpretive Coordinator and hosts these winter weekends at the camp.
This building where we have the wood stove and everybody likes to hang out is the artist studio, which was built in 1905 for their eldest son, Edward, or Ned. And you can see in some parts of the room where he cleaned off his paint knife and how he actively used this as a space. But for us these days, it makes an excellent little warming hut with great light and a place to boil hot water and give people hot chocolate.
Yeah. So cozy in here.
Caitlin and I soak up these cozy vibes, sipping on our hot cocoa and filling up on snacks. Before too long, it's time to head out into the cold and make the 5-mile ski back. With Caitlin Kelly, I'm Emily Russell at Great Camp Santinoni in Newcomb for North Country Public Radio.
The last winter weekend at Great Camp Santinoni is this Saturday and Sunday. You can find photos of Emily and Caitlin's ski at our website, ncpr.org. Another thing you can find at our website is a brand new one-stop shopping Eclipse page. We have an interactive map of the Path of Totality. We have our latest news stories, including astronomer Eileen O'Donoghue explaining the eclipse. And we have all the eclipse events we could find around the region for April 8th. Find it all, bookmark it at ncpr.org/eclipse. We'll keep adding to it up until that big day on April 8th. That's ncpr.org/eclipse. Music today by Martha Gallagher of Keene and Paul Meyer of Colton. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.